I wanted to take a physics course. And the professor told me I couldn't take a physics course, I couldn't do the lab work. So I was working at that time at the American Foundation for the Blind, and from the research and development department, I borrowed all kinds of equipment, a micrometer, and a voltmeter, and an ammeter, and an ohmmeter, all worked by sound. You tuned for zero sound, and you read a dial by touch. Burettes and pipettes, I shined a light through the burette, through a photocell, and when the pitch changed, I knew what the height of the liquid was, and so on. And I brought that whole array of equipment with me in a briefcase to the professor. I said, this is how I will do it. And he was convinced. Be willing to, you know, to go the extra step, the extra mile, and find a way. Find out what is required, how to do it. And there's another thing. The higher you go in a field, the less you need to handle equipment. You have to, your brain is the skill that people are looking for. The higher you are in an area, if you want to be a low level chemist, you have to handle all that equipment. But if you want to be a high level chemist, you have to just design research and figure out what other people are going to do, not you. As a matter of fact, that's what a mathematician does. A senior mathematician does not solve mathematical problems. He figures out if there is a solution. If there is a solution, he hands it to some flunky to do it. If there is no solution, that's what he gets paid to tell them.